This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey everybody, welcome to Netflix Live, a streaming TV podcast from Fansided. I'm Bryce Olin, and I'm joined by my co-host, Cody Schultz. We've got another big episode of the Netflix Live podcast for you. We're doing release date predictions for a bunch of your favorite Netflix shows. We just learned about one last week, so we're going to get it started with Love is Blind Season 2. Cody, take it away.
Yeah, so we kind of knew Love is Blind Season 2 was coming, but there was that big question mark of when. And Netflix has confirmed the season will premiere on February 11th, which is, I feel like, a perfect release date right before Valentine's Day. The first five episodes are going to drop, so they're going to be doing episode drops instead of like the full season at once, which we've started to see them do this with a lot of the reality shows. So first five episodes, February 11th. The week later, on February 18th, we'll get episodes 6 through 9. And then the season finale will drop on February 25th. So it's... I kind of like the spacing out of the episodes. We're seeing them go back to like the old format with two out to handle this month and kind of dropping all 10 episodes at once, which I find interesting just because I've kind of liked the habit. It stretches it out a little bit more, gets fans talking, and it just helps avoid like binging it all in one weekend and then be like, okay, I got to wait a year or 2 years for the next season.
Yeah, it's tough. I wonder if some of... Because Two Ought to Handle season one was a all-at-once drop. Season two was weekly, and then season three is now going to be... it's all available, right? That's not weekly. So I guess it probably just depends on the show. I feel like Love is Blind is like appointment TV again for Netflix. It's like, you know, with how wild the first season was, I hope that it lives up to the hype and like it doesn't like run out of steam, you know, because that... has happened with some of like the more on like the docuseries side. I don't think that the reality shows that have been renewed for other seasons is that really happens, at least not on my end. Like The Circle, I feel like is better as it goes on. There's a lot more strategy, stuff like that. This, I feel like since people now know what Love is Blind is going to add like such a different dynamic this season that I'm really, really, really excited to see how the contestants like try to play it. Like, are they going to be in it actually for love to get to the end? Who, like, did they get a lot more applicants this time? You know, I mean, I keep calling them characters, but they're contestants from the first season. You know, there are people that are still together, which is cool. It's like higher success rate than The Bachelor at this point. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I feel like this is one of those shows. It almost makes me wonder, too, if, like, Netflix looks at, like, the... just the episodes and like thinks like, okay, this is a show that's going to work better if we do like the weekly releases. Whereas like they might see like another season and be like, let's just drop it all at once. It could also be, we don't really like, it was before the viewership numbers, you know, changed with Two Out to Handle and The Circle. So who knows, maybe, I feel like The Circle is one that works better for that weekly release. With a show like Two Out to Handle, you want to binge it all at once. So I think maybe they saw like this one's somewhat more, I think, aligned with like the Circle audience and that it makes sense. And I think stretching it out across, you know, the month of February is smart. I think we could have easily seen this one, like they could have technically kickstarted a week early, but we do know we've got Sweet Magnolia season 2 coming on February 4th. So I think that's why we got the timing the way we did, because otherwise I think they could have easily shifted everything back a week and kicked off the season early. But this kind of gives them some content to get, you know, keep fans talking every week and Fridays in February and that, and just kind of see where it goes. And it's one of those mystery seasons. Like, all we really know is, you know, Nick and Vanessa Lachey are back as host. Beyond that, Netflix has done a good job of like giving us a teaser with that first trailer, but not really showing too much. I think it's just going to create more buzz.
Yeah, I honestly cannot wait. I'm so excited to see those people just talk to the walls again. That's going to be great. And just, yeah, the reveal too. There's really no show like this, honestly. Like, we tried with the, like, Sexy Beast show, which is just different. I thought it would have a similar vibe, but it's just different. There's really no show like it. Like, I remember, who was the couple that, like, they got into a fight, and then they're like, let's go in different rooms and talk through the wall so they could, like remember what it, like, their relationship used to be like. And it was just like, that is fantastic television. It just doesn't get better.
Yeah, it really was one of those shows that just exploded when it premiered. And so I'll be curious to see what the buzz will be, because it's been a while. I know fans were hoping we'd get season 2 last year, and of course we didn't. And so I think that's just going to help with the interest here when the season finally kicks off on February 11th. And it should be another crazy ride for sure.
Yeah, the structure of this one is really good too, because you have like they start in the pods and then they meet each other and then they like go on vacation and then they come back to the real world and they're like, at least the first season they started like going back to work and stuff, but I feel like with the pandemic and all that, maybe they like have changed it. So I'm really excited to see like the new structure, or if there is a new structure, I guess I should say. That's all I've got though about that show. I'm very excited. Well, I want to talk about all these other release dates we've got. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Just a few, right?
Yeah, just a few. So all of these, so Love is Blind, Netflix confirmed the release date. For the rest, though, they have not been confirmed as far. Yeah, none of them have been confirmed. These are all just speculation. We're going to make some good guesses. We can start with the, what do you say, Shadow and Bone season 2. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I feel like this one's the most timely just because we do know production's just started. We got some new cast information just last week. So I feel like this is the one that's got a lot of traction right now and some buzz. From production standpoint wise, we're looking at what, a couple months, right, filming?
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to, yeah, started in early January. We're running through, according to what's on Netflix, July 2022. Initially, I thought this seems like a slam dunk 2023 release date, just because the show has a lot of effects. You know, they're creating like a whole new world, a lot of magic and stuff going on. So I just didn't think with the July end to production that they'd be able to roll, you know, the new season out by the end of the year. But it looks like the initial report from The Hollywood Reporter, they're saying that it's probably going to come out in sometime in 2022, basically. It's like it's expected to come out in 2022, which is surprising to me. But also, I'm very excited because I love this show. I love the books. I'm really excited to see what happens next. But I don't know. We talk a lot about like how long Netflix needs. Do you think a July end for an 8-episode fantasy show is possible for a 2022 release date?
I mean, I think it should be possible. I mean, we look I always look at the CW, and I feel like people, you know, they mock them a little bit sometimes with the effects just because they don't have as big as budgets. But I mean, you look at some of the shows they put together, like The Flash and superhero ones that they've got. I mean, they're turning out the seasons on a regular cycle with the fall shows and all that. And their effects are, you know, solid and all that. Maybe not as, like, over the top, like I said, with the budgeting and all that. But if they can turn, you know, seasons around, I feel like Netflix should have the ability to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we never really got, like, the major viewing stats. But seeing what The Witcher did in December, knowing we're probably not, you know, getting another season of The Witcher this year, just in, like, how things have paced out. This could be one that could easily slot in that December kind of 2022. That would be right at the end of the year. They could literally push it towards like close to Christmas or even New Year's if they wanted to, depending on the timing, and get it in just technically under the wire before the year ends, like right before the new year starts. Before then, I don't know. That seemed like a stretch to me.
Yeah, that's the interesting part, how it said like sometime in 2022, which says like they don't really know. So I wonder if there's a question mark here rather than a period. But yeah, I think it seems like, so it was April 2021, right? It's messing me up. But yeah, so it came out last year. We don't know. At that point, Netflix hadn't shared the hours watch stats that we're seeing. That came out in, I think, June or very early July. It would have been great to see that because it was a pretty quick renewal. It was like June. It was about 6 weeks, 8 weeks later. So it's not, you know, we've waited a lot longer for other shows. So Netflix obviously wanted to get things rolling as soon as they could. There was a lot of casting stuff. There's probably, because it films in Budapest, some like on location things that were causing some issues there. But to get rolling now, you have to hope that everything is just good to go and they're just going to jump right in and just get things rolling as fast as possible. I guess it just depends on which parts of the story, too, that they're doing. If you filmed the stuff that you needed, you know, I know they're going to film episodes, but if they went really heavy on, like, the CGI and all of that at the beginning, you could get to work on that a lot earlier. You wouldn't have to wait until July, you know, to do all of that stuff. So I feel like I'm hoping that they're kind of doing all of that as they go. And that's why we're seeing, you know, January to July is 7 months for an 8-episode show. Hopefully they're kind of getting that all done as they go and that there's not going to be a huge gap. That's like right on the borderline, though, for what we usually say. I always say, like, if it's done in, like, for a drama or hour-long show, if it's done in June, it's possible. If it's July, it's not really possible to get it out in a year or within that year. But, I mean, we've been wrong in the past, so I don't know. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I feel like the other thing, too, is they're not starting from scratch is always the key thing. Like, when you're entering season one into season two, you already have some of the sets built. You've got some of the framework work, which I feel like that also helps just, like, moving things along a little bit quicker. But then again, there's this next show we're going to talk about called Stranger Things that is, you know, heading into season four and has had its longest break yet. But the end is in sight. We know it's coming in summer 2022. The question mark remains when in summer 2022, which that's such a broad term.
Yeah.
It just really is.
I know. It's so hard. We've talked about it, you know, at length on the podcast and off the podcast about what we think is going to happen. And we're all just speculating here. None of this has been confirmed. We don't have any inside information. We're just fans, just guessing release dates. But the two dates we've seen circulating online, again, just rumors, May 27th and July 1st. Both of those technically can be, you know, dubbed as summer 22 or 2022 release dates. Both of them are holiday weekends. Stranger Things seems like it's just such a good holiday weekend type show. It gives people an extra day to really binge watch, get through 2 to 3 episodes a day. We know there's 9 episodes in the new season. You know, you can get that done in 3 days, which otherwise, you know, you're talking 4 to 5 episodes a day to finish in the first weekend. And that's hard for some people. I mean, obviously, this is a show people are going to watch literally 8 to 9 hours in a row, however many there are. But I mean, for a lot of people, that doesn't really work. So the holiday schedule works out. I see why these two are the two dates people are looking at. Do you lean one way or the other for these?
I know, I've been really back and forth because I feel like they're both really solid dates, just them being associated with holiday weekends. We have seen, of course, you know, a 4th of July kind of time season in the past, so that one kind of nudges it out. It's just like that back and forth of, like, what else could be coming? Because I feel like Netflix is going to want to steal the show. Like, whenever they schedule this, they're going to want to make it an event. And I'm trying to think, like, I feel like May is that weird time of year where, like, all of the fall shows are kind of wrapping their season, so people are all, like, talking about all the big shocking finales because finale season always is, like, those shows trying to get, like, that renewal, so they do the shocking moments just to keep people talking. And I feel like July could work better, kind of kicking off right in the middle of the summer. May's also, like, that question mark. Like, sometimes it's summer in my book. I feel like summer always starts, like, the end of the, you know, when the end of school would, you know, come to a close, and then that was usually, like, May. So I don't know. I feel like I'd like to see it in May just because that's the earlier of the two dates. But I feel like the July one could be the winner there just because 4th of July holiday weekend, we've seen a July release for this show before. And it's usually a quieter time July compared to May. So I just feel like it would give it that chance to just really have its own month and just like shine and just be the thing everyone's talking about for July.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting because season one also premiered in July. I feel like that's one thing that people like, it's the word of mouth spread for that show went all the way from like July to like Halloween, October, which is wild. Like that doesn't happen, I feel like, anymore. So like July seems more likely to me. Obviously May would be great. I would not complain at all if we saw it earlier too, but no, I think that, yeah, that seems like the way to go, especially with how well, if you just look at, you know, the top performing Netflix seasons ever. Stranger Things season 3 is number 2, I think, on the list. It might have got bumped because of Squid Game. But heading into 2021, it was number 2 on the list behind, I think, Bridgerton or The Witcher. And that came out that weekend. And so we know Netflix likes to do stuff to give itself like the best chance to perform. Obviously, a summer release date seems like, you mentioned, basically there's not a lot going on. Give it July and it's just going to dominate the full month, probably into August too. So that's kind of 3 years later after season three. But we've also had a really long gap between the Umbrella Academy season two and the Umbrella Academy season three. And we haven't really heard a lot. We saw a little bit of a teaser with like the sparrows on Twitter. But other than that, crickets. So what are you thinking for the Umbrella Academy season three?
Yeah, so this one's a big question mark, because of course we saw season one dropped in February 2019, I think it was, and then season two was May of 2020, or July of 2020. So kind of a large gap there. Like, it's not one that stuck to a seasonal release.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're looking at, you know, the way they've kind of started teasing stuff, like we've got the character posters, we haven't seen any like trailers or anything, but this was even one they kind of teased a little bit with To Doom. Not much, like we were kind of hoping to see something, and yeah. I think it was just like the cast stuff. But I'm thinking this one could be a spring, maybe. Earliest would be March, but I'm wondering if maybe April, or if we don't see Stranger Things, could it even be, you know, to May? We do have Bridgerton coming, of course, in March, so that's like the other thing of like seeing how they'll space out some of these bigger shows. But of course, these two shows are very different in styles. So I mean, they could easily be one that could start the month and then Bridgerton kind of end the month. We've seen Netflix take that approach. So I'm thinking this one's going to be one we're going to see sooner in the year, like not going to be waiting towards the end of the year. It's just a matter of like, when are they going to give it to us? Because they've been like no hints even.
Yeah, that's the tough part. And it's, I want to say spring as well. If they did early March, that would be really cool. But there's just a lot of shows coming in February. And so then it's like, are they going to keep that rolling into March, or is there going to be a little bit of a lull that we've seen to like let people like catch up and like take a breath? That's important, I feel like, if you want to see good numbers throughout the course of the year for these shows. I always look at like the starts of quarters when I look at the Netflix shows, just as like benchmarks. Obviously Netflix doesn't follow that pattern, but you think we want to get the quarter off to a good start because it boosts subscriber growth when you release a big new show. So the Umbrella Academy could be one of those that they do. So that'd be April, would be the start of the second quarter. You know, July is another, it starts the third quarter, and then October starts the fourth quarter. So, you know, I think that this is one that could get bounced around a little bit, but I would be surprised if it made it past July just because of the teases that we've already seen. Like you mentioned, we know production wrapped last fall, I think, or last summer. So it should be good to go if it's not already. So that's kind of what I was thinking as well. I guess speaking of October though, we saw You season three in October. Everyone wants to know when You season four is coming back. Any updates there?
Yeah. So this is like a big puzzle. So far there's been no production updates really. It's not started on season four yet. No really news or hints like when it could begin, which kind of complicates the release time predictions. This is one of those shows that has helped in that it's not an, you know, effects heavy show. So that always, you know, helps with timeline and turnaround. My guess is the latest, like maybe late 2022 would be the earliest we'd see it. I feel like this one worked well in like October. Like obviously it paid off last year when they dropped it then. I'm just like, if they haven't started production and they don't get production started here soon, what is the timeline going to look like to be able to turn something around? I feel like November is, I think we saw season maybe two in November. So I feel like that's, you know, it's definitely a fall show in terms of like when we've seen it in the past. But this is one I feel like they could easily shift around and fans are going to still tune in. Like it's not a seasonal set show, so where right. They can have that flexibility.
Yeah, it's tough with this one too, with the rotating cast, because pretty much every season so far we've got, you know, only a couple like holdovers from the previous season, and then it's the rest of the cast is new. And I know, you know, casting, it's hard to say. Sometimes it happens really fast. Other times that, like, I don't know, they have a really hard time finding the perfect person for the roles, and they open it up and like let it go for a while. So if that has to happen is what I'm trying to say. So I would imagine we'd probably see production start later this year, maybe summer, and then, you know, maybe spring 2023 would be my guess for it. I hope it's late 2022 and they can get things rolling quickly, but based on, you know, the where they go, like, we just, there's so much up in the air. We don't even know, are they going to film in LA again? Are they going somewhere? Like, I think the third book is set in like a smaller town. Are they going to go to like the Pacific Northwest or something like that? Or are they going to go to Paris. So like the anything, the world is Joe's oyster. Something like that. Is that an expression? Did I say that backwards?
No, that's, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. I know people are excited to see what's coming for You Season 4. We don't know much about that one, but we do know a lot about Virgin River Season 4, which is exciting. And that production we know is already wrapped on Virgin River Season 4, which kind of seems to suggest we're going to get the season this year. It's just a matter of when. I'm wondering, like, we saw July work so well for it this last, you know, with Season 3. And I'm like, that could work perfectly. Of course, we've talked about Stranger Things could be coming that month as well. So it's like, would they want to put two big shows, granted, maybe different demographics, but two, you know, huge shows that same month? I think yes. Like we saw, they had Outer Banks, Virgin River, you know, a lot of big titles in July 2021. What do you think? July, maybe sooner, later?
I think probably the earliest I would say would be May, because that's 6 months basically after Season 4 wrapped. And this is another one that, you know, probably doesn't need 6 months of post-production, but I don't think that we've seen a season in less than 6 months. It's usually been, I think, like 7 to 8 months after they wrap that the season gets released, and sometimes longer. So I feel like July is kind of right on the money. I can't remember if it was... if Alexandra Breckenridge said that this season is a summer season, or if I'm making this up in my head, but I thought that there was something about that, which would then probably point to July. And we know that they started filming in August, and then wrapped like December, early December, maybe late November. But that kind of, you know, when you start filming that early into August, you're kind of hoping, like we saw the similar schedule with Season 3, and that was very much had a summery feel to it. So I would assume that that would kind of happen again, which then I believe that means time jump. Sorry, we can talk about that later, but I think that that's going to happen. So I'm guessing in July as well. There's no reason, especially when, you know, Netflix has Sweet Magnolias, Bridgerton, you know, we're going to see a ton of stuff in April and May that we don't even know about yet. That it would be just be silly, I feel like. Maybe June, we could see them get things rolling in June. June is always a month that I feel like it's kind of overlooked. It's kind of the, like, throw-in month. Netflix has big releases for June, but they usually aren't marketing their biggest stuff to come out in June. So that's why I'm saying July, just because I think this show is good and it's big and it's fun. So
yeah, I mean, and if, you know, we want to play devil's advocate, you know, this show did start in November release dates and then kind of move to summer. So it's always possible we could even look with fall.
That's
so true. This is like another question mark here. I mean, I think that just the positive is it's finished wrapping. It's just like that Netflix likes to play around with its release timelines. And I feel like there's no show that's really stuck to, like, we've got a new season every month this year, which just makes it hard to predict different things.
Yeah, agreed. Speaking of hard to predict, The Last Kingdom Season 5. This is one I've struggled with for, like, it feels like forever. Like, we've just been waiting for this one. So this fourth season, I believe, came out in April 2020. And then, you know, we all know what happened after that or before that, basically. And so things were really delayed to start. We saw it get renewed. And then production wrapped, I feel like, a long time ago. So I was thinking November, December, January were kind of the date or the months that I kind of had picked out for when they would release it, but we haven't seen it yet. Next month we've got Vikings, and then we have Bridgerton in March. Do you think that they're definitely not going to release it in February, right? With the Vikings show, they're just like the same show. No offense to anyone who really likes both of those shows. It's just, they feel very similar, right?
Yeah. They seem like too close in nature for Netflix to drop in like the same month or even like back to back months, which I mean, April, we saw, as you know, is when we saw the most recent season. Seems like a good month it could drop. We haven't really talked anything about, like, have anything locked in really big for April. And so I feel like it's one that could be then. It could even be held even for May or June, possibly. But I feel like April probably is the soonest we'd see this one.
Yeah, I agree. We can skip that one because that one's no fun because we have no idea. But Manifest Season 4, do you want to share the latest on this one?
Yeah, so this one we have a little bit of a timeline on. Matt Long kind of mentioned that we'd see a fall or late 2022 release date for Manifest Season 4, which I feel like that makes sense. Like, they're making the jump from being an NBC show to being a Netflix show. I think the fall also just works in that that's, you know, when it started. I know it's NBC moved it around a little bit and it's different run there. But I feel like something September, October, November, any time in that range of fall would work well for this one. I personally like to think maybe an October release date.
Mm-hmm.
But September could be fun too, since that's normally like when the fall broadcasts are starting. And what better way for Netflix to kind of get a dig at like NBC of like, hey, we're dropping the show you canceled that everybody loves and is talking about just as your fall schedule starting.
I love it. What's the trolliest date? It's whatever NBC's biggest show comes back the same day or like 2 days later. Just kind of really steal the thunder. This is going to be massive. So whatever Netflix does with it, September could be really interesting. Again, like I look at the quarters and I think October was kind of what I have it. It's in pencil. It's not in pen yet on my calendar of predictions, but October seems good. They started filming season four or like started at least like the, you know, they all returned to set in like November, I believe. Usually there's kind of a 1 year gap. We know that they're hard at work on season four right now. And we're getting like, you know, a bigger episode run than they were used to doing the 13. Now they're up to 20. If that gets extended a little bit, we could see more episodes in there. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking at. It's like, we'll see the first 10, you know, around the time that they wrap next fall for like the full shebang season finale. I don't really understand what we're calling it, but
yeah,
all of the episodes.
the final stretch. And, you know, it is interesting too with October. Of course, there's so many question marks about like some of these, you know, conventions and that. But I feel like Manifest had a good presence at New York Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
I know they were in attendance in 2019. And so that's usually the first week of October or weekend of October. So it's like if that goes forward and, you know, Manifest has a presence, that seems like a good time to like drop the season and have fans buzzing, you know, time to kind of like a convention. We've seen AMC kind of take that route with some of the Walking Dead season in the past, and that their premieres time out close to New York Comic Con and they have this huge presence there. So it's something to look forward to as well. Just it's an uncertain thing just because we don't know what's going on with conventions, but
yeah,
could be another thing to look forward to.
All we know, top 10. Actually, this is going to be number one. It's going to be number one for a while. So I think Netflix should give it its own. The thing, October is like really close to Halloween and all of that stuff, which I think that this show works for Halloween. Like I don't know. Like, it seems like that people watched it around Halloween because it was still, like, in the top 10, like, a month before that. But I don't know. Should we talk about the show that we all want to talk about?
Yeah, we saved the best for last, which is Outer Banks season
3. Yeah, Outer Banks season 3. I think we just did this a couple weeks ago, but we should do it again just because we're doing the full rundown. We just found out, basically, that production is starting in February. It's going to last through August. And this is not good news, considering everything that we've talked about, right?
Yeah, this is one that typically, like, it's already wrapped by then. And, you know, the season's debuting sometime in the summer. If that is, in fact, true, which it all seems to look, you know, seems mm-hmm. legit looking at, like, with the cast and what they've kind of, like, you know, no one's leaked any spoilers that they're already filming. And so if that timeline's true, we'd have to be looking at like the earliest November, December 2022. And unless they're going to do some kind of like shakeup, this just doesn't feel like a winter show to me. This seems like, could that result in season 3 being held for 2023 in the spring or even in the summer just to kind of keep true to when they've dropped it in the past? I'm really hoping that isn't the case. It just makes me wonder because this doesn't feel like a show that like fits the normal winter vibes.
Yeah, I agree. That makes me sad, but I kind of keep wondering, I keep going back, like, what does Netflix want to do with this? If Netflix wants big gaps between season 3 and season 4, because that's kind of how it's set up with this production timeline. This means that, you know, season 4 isn't going to start until at least early 2023. So if they want to bridge the gap between season 3 and season 4, or season 4 and season 5, however long that they run. I'm guessing 4 seasons, just based on what we've heard the creative team say in the past. Kind of they have 4 seasons planned, possibly 5, but 4 for sure. And so that kind of makes me wonder, is Netflix, like, with this timeline, do they care about, like, getting it out this year? Or are they like, okay, we'll kind of take a gap year, let everyone catch up, do something in the spring or summer, get production rolling, you know, early 2023. And then, so there's only a year between the next season and maybe it's the final season or something like that is kind of what my mind is jumping to. Obviously, I hope that it's December 2022. It would make sense to just do it and just release it just because, you know, it doesn't feel Christmassy, but the fan base is here now that, like, giving this a December release date, I feel like would be so successful just with kids being out of school, college kids being on break. I don't know. Just people have more time around the holidays. That's my thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really, I mean, just as a fan, I want a new season sometime this year. So it's like the thought of having to wait until 2023 for a new season, I don't even want to entertain just yet. But I mean, we have seen that with Netflix. Look at Stranger Things and some of the other shows we've talked about and how they've had a longer gap and how that's something Netflix has done in the past, putting a gap here between shows. And so we've been lucky to get seasons pretty quick with this one, but just the timing this time around with when they're starting production, how long it's starting, you know, expected to go into August, it just adds that question mark of like, could this be the one? Maybe this is, you know, it's kind of got similar vibes, like a Cobra Kai kind of audience. So who mm-hmm. knows? Maybe this is like a New Year's Day kind of release, which wouldn't be too far into the new year. So that could definitely be fun. And I'm sure they could have some fun marketing that with just the Pogues. Or even like a December 31st release date. Like, I feel like one of those two would work for this.
That would be amazing. I would really like that. I can't believe I didn't think of that. But yeah, that would be great. So I guess to recap, we're looking forward to most of these shows, I think, are, you know, pretty likely to hit in 2022. Obviously, some questions with Shadow and Bone, specifically You, and then Outer Banks. But the rest, I think all are pretty much confirmed for 2022. So it's going to be a monster year for Netflix. Any last thoughts before we go?
No, I mean, I think you pretty much summed it up. I mean, no matter when these shows time out, like 2022 is going to be massive for Netflix.
I know. Let's see. I think that we will not see any of these in the same month. So that's 8 months of good shows. 8 out of 12. Not bad. All right, we're out of time. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you all next time.